if you have to really look at the takeouts from this year's FEs in terms of winnings, what would it be?
No, I think my biggest takeout is the fact that I think there are a lot more agencies which are actually in the game now, which is a very positive thing for our business. And I think that's a good thing, because there are other agencies which are kind of really, really doing well in terms of campaigns. So that's my biggest takeout. But I think in terms of consistency, I think the biggest thing is that if you just put your head down and make sure that the most effective campaign and the most creative campaign that is also effective for the client, if it works, that kind of pays off here.
But any regrets of not bagging the grand FE?
No real regret, but yes, it's actually motivating to make sure that next year we also need to get the grand FE and make sure that we have a campaign that does that well.
You know, one of the things that we've noticed in the various awards is that most of the clients are old traditional clients of agencies. There are very few new clients, except for say an Amazon, which has been there. Does it really mean that, you know, the younger clients are not really experimenting enough?
Not true, because even if you see our list of winners, we won big on Unilever. But we won enough on new e-com clients. We won on Byju's, we won on Hike, we won on FreeCharge. So there's a bunch of new e-com clients that we won on as well. So I think one of the things that we've managed well is the balance between old, really seasoned marketers and fairly new marketers. I think that as an agency we've managed well. I don't think it's about the marketer and about the muscle that they have. It's just about what you do for them.
Any fresh thinking on participating in a creative award?
No, not really, unless it dramatically changes, because for us it's very important that what it did in the marketplace is a very important criteria for us, not because we have an opinion on the creative awards, it's only because that's the approach that we take to our work. While we are thinking about creative, we are trying to push the creative boundaries, but it's not pushing creative boundaries for ourselves. It's pushing creative boundaries for the client.
So the standpoint doesn't change after Balki has moved on.
So, you know, this is a question I'm asked very often. It's just that, you know, Balki's actually planned this very well. He's not really been there in terms of like on the day-to-day basis for some time now. And it's a culture that we all believe in. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been spending this kind of time in the agency if we didn't really believe in the culture. It wasn't really, it was a culture that was introduced to the agency by Balki, but it's a culture we all believed in and have lived it, and we breathe that culture. So we firmly believe in it.
Any thoughts for planning for next year? What are you looking at? If you obviously the margins are narrowing, competition is getting stiffer. So if you look at, you know, I know winning FEs is not you know, the be all and end all, but if you have to look at what your objective.
No, I think I'm taking away a lot of learnings. I'm taking away learnings like, okay, you know what? It's not like conventional media is not enough. We've got to do more stuff. So those are interesting learnings that I'm taking back from a lot of the work that I saw. So some of the work that has won is work that I personally like very much. So I think there are a lot of learnings at an individual level, which I am going to take back and hopefully translate it to the agency.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.